Fotografia europea 2026. Fantasmi del quotidiano.
Hi everyone, this is Felipe Romero Beltrán. I'm a Colombian visual artist based in Paris, France. The work that I'm presenting here is called Bravo, named after the Rio Bravo. That is the river that configures the borderline between Mexico and the US. The project started quite early in 2021 when I visited some friends in this landscape before the borderline on the Mexican side. So at the beginning, I start doing images of my friends of the space around me. But after years of working, I realized that I was also interested in the layers that the political situation built and shaped in that place. So the project is made in these two tensions. By one hand, people and spaces close to me, close to my culture. And secondly, a political scenario that shapes the entire landscape of the territory. I work in typologies for this body of work. The first one, it's called cierres, in English, endings, that are the interior spaces of this landscape in the territory. Then a second part that it's called cuerpos, bodies in English, that are the portraits of my friends and people around me. And then a third chapter that is called brechas, breaches in English, that in Spanish it has a double meaning. For instance, it has the meaning of a wound in a body, but also it categorizes the roads and the unofficial paths that get you to the river. So for this third chapter, I really like this kind of analogy and a metaphor between a trace in a body, but not also in a person, but also in the landscape. Then there is also a video piece presented in space called El Cruce, where I try to pose different cases where the river is politically displaced. That means, for example, in the first part, I record a baptism. A pastor baptized people on the river before they cross to the other side. So here we can see how the river functions not only as a borderline, but also as a ritual of passage for some people. For this specific exhibition, we wanted to do something, well, quite special in the space. It was an attempt to build a dialogue with the characteristics of the exhibition space as a device of reflection itself. So you will see some installations that contain the images and actual build the proposal itself. I just wanted to thank Tim Clark for the invitation, the MAPFRE Foundation for their support, and also the entire team and family at Reggio Emilia that made this possible. Thank you so much to you. And also thank you for your time and please enjoy the visit.